The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London. I don't know where this is. We don't know whether we're being told the truth or not, but coronavirus, Adam.
It's still a shadow over us. What we had today here was the positive news that 100 people left their quarantine isolation unit in the Wirral. These are people who'd come back from Wuhan to the UK. But then 32 British and Irish evacuees arrived from that coronavirus-hit cruise ship in Japan. And lo and behold, the 32 went into quarantine and four immediately tested positive for the virus. So that's 13 in the UK in total. Now, 13 people having coronavirus. I mean, there are probably 13 people with flu just in my street at the moment. But, of course, there are very real concerns that the coronavirus, COVID-19, has not been contained, that it is, of course, not just China's problem anymore, and that, frankly, we don't quite know where we are with it.
No, well, I'm not too sure whether we're being told the truth. That's the issue here. How do we know? But, I mean, you're an island continent, so are we. We ought to be able to contain and control those who enter. Food poisoning.
Yeah, well, yeah, never mind the coronavirus. Yeah, the UK's Food Standards Agency is reporting perils on our plate, or I suppose because they're talking about takeaway food, actually, more likely perils in our plastic or polystyrene pot. They tell us there were 2.5 million food poisoning cases in the UK last year, specifically from eating out or from taking out. That's up from 1 million a decade ago. So suddenly, why all the extra food poisoning? A quarter of a million people needed to see a doctor as a result of it. 16,000 people were hospitalized last year. So, okay, any number of cases, of course. We know that restaurants, cafes and takeaway joints aren't always completely up to it, but they have annual hygiene checks. So what's going on? What are we doing with the prawn booner or the chicken drumstick in between those hygiene checks?
Well, that's the big issue about coronavirus, isn't it, in China? Someone in the West has got to stand up to these people and say, improve your health care and improve your hygiene, because we've now got a pandemic as a consequence of this, haven't we?
Exactly. When it spreads, it becomes everyone's problem.
And just a quick one, because I know James here has talked about this, but this is a hell of a story, Tyson Fury, isn't it?
He's quite something, isn't he? Yeah, the Gypsy King. He has, of course, in the past, said some quite frankly awful things that were he was accused of being sexist and homophobic. But do you know what? Heavyweight boxing, like most sports, needs characters. This guy's he happens to be eloquent, even erudite, even when sometimes he's being bigoted. But he's larger than life, and boy, did he put on a show in Las Vegas. He's quite something. So could we get our first ever all-British world heavyweight title fight between Fury and potentially Anthony Joshua? It's all a question of how many noughts will be on the check, I suppose.
Yes, that's right. Absolutely. If you're going to get belted by someone like Tyson Fury, you'd need a few noughts, I reckon. All right, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.